This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 77 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Aaron Beasley from the Access Title Agency. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
Yeah, pleasure to get to meet you and get to understand a little bit more about what you do. So why don't we jump right in? Why don't you start by sharing a little bit about what you guys do?
Okay. We are a title insurance agency. We have five branches here in Southwest Florida, and we work with realtors and lenders. Essentially, what we do is clear title issues so that a buyer, seller, borrower can get to closing and be ensured that they have free and clear title once we close on their transaction.
And that's become a very big industry down here in Florida with all the transactions going on.
Yes, we have a very unique market.
Yes. So let's talk about the uniqueness. What type of uniqueness do you find down here compared to other areas?
I've always felt like Southwest Florida real estate drives the whole country. There's so much happening here. Over the course of the last few decades, we had huge opportunities to grow in Cape Coral. There was a lot of investment happening back in the early 2000s. And that's a lot of what led to all of the real estate issues in 2008. And then the same thing in Lehigh. There's a lot of vacant land. We tend to see all of the industry issues more prevalently here. I think specifically because we have so much growth, we have a lot of people that have second homes here. Since COVID, we've had a lot of people move here full time. So with all of that increase in population, you have a lot of moving inventory, but you also have a lot of growth in the way of construction. So, you know, we've seen a lot of wire fraud in our industry, but the most recent thing is the vacant land fraud. And I think just because of the uniqueness of this area, that there's still so much to build up and there's so much new construction happening, we see that more prevalently than anywhere else in the country.
Exactly. Everybody's trying to get down here one way or another, and they're not always doing all the research properly that they need to. Now, how did you get into this business?
I actually got into it by way of my mother. She was a realtor in New Jersey. She switched over into title insurance. I was started at a pretty young age trying to get a real job. And New Jersey had actually just switched from being an attorney-driven state to allowing title companies to handle closings just like we do here in Florida. So we started a family business, my mother and my sister and myself, and we offered settlement services to title companies so that they could now do the full transaction instead of having to pay an attorney. So we did that for several years in New Jersey. I moved down to Florida. I've been here 20 years now. And wow. When I came down here, there was no question I was going to continue doing title.
Absolutely. So what actually brought you down to Southwest Florida?
The weather.
Exactly, right? Who doesn't love the weather down here?
Yeah. I would always come down and visit my grandparents. They moved down in 82, and it was always my summer break from school. I'd be down here in the hottest part of the year, and I loved it. I thought it was the greatest thing. It was sunny every day. It was warm, and I'm like, this is what I want, especially when I was shoveling snow out of my driveway in New Jersey. I got to a point where I said, no, we got to go to Florida.
Nice and consistent weather and being outside. Never hot enough. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So are there any myths or maybe misconceptions that we can kind of clear up for our listeners regarding the title industry?
Definitely. I think a very common misconception is people think that they don't need title insurance for their transaction. And there are a lot of individuals, especially with the vacant land, that will prepare their own quitclaim deed, or they'll have an attorney prepare a quitclaim deed without a full title search for them, simply to transfer ownership to someone else without having to pay realtor fees and without having to pay closing fees. Essentially, you're just paying the cost of recording the deed. However, especially with vacant land, because that happens so frequently, that's where we see the most title issues arise. Because when you're not factoring in Florida statute and title law, you could very easily be preparing that deed incorrectly and not factor in marital statuses, how title was taken, are the right people signing the deed, you know, the people who actually have ownership rights. And typically what we see from our end is by the time that property is either being having a house built on, so you have to do title insurance if you get a loan, or they're going to sell it and title insurance is used at that time, we might be going back two or three deeds to try to correct something. And I've personally had that happen on files that I've worked where a prior owner needed to sign a corrective deed and they were out of the country and impossible to locate. So for that reason, I always tell people your best bet is always to do your closing through a title company to make sure that you're not inheriting any of those title defects. Because at some point, unless you stay there for the rest of your life, you're going to have to deal with it. And even if you stay there for the rest of your life, you're leaving it for your, you know, your heirs to deal with once they acquire it after you're gone.
So there's a lot involved with that we need people like you to help us, you know, wade through some of that. So everybody's been through some type of, I want to say hardship or maybe challenge along their journey that's helped mm-hmm. define them. And they can look back now and say, you know what, I'm probably in a better place now because I went through that. Is there something that maybe happened along your journey that's put you in a better place?
I would have to say just being in this industry and the market being cyclical and seeing the ups and downs. At one point, after the market crashed, I actually stopped doing title and went to the mortgage side of the industry. They're similar. There's a lot of similarities between the two, but I actually started to understand from the lending perspective of the industry, the reasons behind different things that happened throughout a loan. I had some experience in mortgage loss mitigation. And I think just going through different facets of the same industry kind of helped me see where, you know, sometimes we can get so hyper-focused on just what our role is within a transaction. It really helped to open my eyes and help me to be more patient and understanding with customers, because there's so many different, like you said, so many different facets, so many different pieces to the puzzle, not just from where we're sitting and clearing title, but from the lender's viewpoint, from the realtor's viewpoint. And I think just getting that better understanding all around has helped me to be more patient with customers that struggle when they have specific requirements to get to the closing line. Yeah. And it can be really frustrating. I mean, I've done it myself, and even in the industry, knowing what to expect, my purchase and sale transactions were very stressful for me. So I think that's always been my goal. I've always wanted to exceed in customer service, put myself in the place of the customer, and going through layoffs and different things that steered me in different directions within the industry has really made me more well-rounded so that I can be there for the customer and really help them to have the best understanding of their transaction and the reasons behind what we request of them.
That's great. That's great. Having that bigger perspective and that understanding and, you know, being able to provide, like you said, that customer service that so many people or businesses lack today is important, you know, especially going through an experience or a process such as, you mm-hmm. know, this. Is there, you know, what am I looking for? Outside of work, is there stuff that you enjoy doing?
Yes. I actually have 4 kids, so I love spending time with my family. We like doing stuff outdoors. We love going to the beach. My husband is from the Gainesville area, so we love going up there and spending some time in the country. We like traveling within the state of Florida, There's so much to see here. We try to pick different places to go and visit and do things. But I'd have to say my favorite is to do the Key West Express and go to Key West for a weekend.
That is a nice perk of living down here.
Exactly. It definitely is.
I love it. I love it. Take a little shortcut.
Yes.
So are you noticing any trends within the industry or changes?
Definitely seeing a little bit of a pickup with our order counts. The last few years have been very interesting and very unique. We had COVID hit where everyone just thought right off the bat when everything shut down that business was going to stop. And it did for about a week. And then it got busier than it's been in 12 years. And then we had 2 years of nonstop, tons of orders. Everyone was super busy, probably more files on their desk than they could handle and working a lot of overtime. Now they're calling those the unicorn years. And we obviously experienced an easing off of that. And then the hurricane hit. And I feel like the hurricane really did hurt our industry. It kind of put a lot of things at a standstill. So, the inventory issue has continued to be a problem in the real estate industry. And between that and the slowdown after the hurricane, I'd say everyone's really hoping to see things pick up a little bit this year. In the last few weeks, I've definitely seen an increase, and January through April are typically our busier seasons. So I think everyone's really crossing their fingers and hoping for that. But again, the market is cyclical and it does go up and down. And if we're in a down, that just means that we're headed towards our next up.
That's the best way to look at it. Now, you mentioned Ian. Has that uncovered a lot of different, I want to say, challenges for you because of, digging in because people need to rebuild their home and reassess their property?
I think it's definitely brought up some challenges that we didn't have before in clearing title, especially in markets like Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel, because there's so many things factored into the sale of real estate at this point. If there used to be a structure and now it's vacant land, they could still be going through the process of updating that with the tax collector. They could be trying to pull permits with the city. There's a lot of those things that have to go into our title search so we understand where they are in the reconstruction phase. And sometimes it calls for extra title clearance requirements, extra items just to be able to issue that clear title policy at the end. But we have a phenomenal closer that handles our beach market, and she's been doing it for a long time on the beach. So she's very familiar and pretty much knows all of the ins and outs of how to work with the city and how to get it all done. So we're very lucky to have someone that's highly competent that understands all of the facets of the beach properties.
That is important, especially down here.
Yes.
So is there one thing maybe that our listeners don't know about Access Title that they should know?
Well, I will tell you, every title company will say this, but I say it with pride and I feel like I say it very honestly. Our company does it differently. We have a set of core values that we try to live by every day. We expect all of our employees to live by every day. No one's ever 100%. We all have our off days, but we're pretty adamant about setting ourselves apart from other title companies in our market as being different and doing it differently. We take customer service very seriously. We want to make sure everyone's getting the proper communications, but it's not just about how we are for our customers and for the public, for people outside of our company. It's also how we treat each other internally. We want to be a family. And I feel like that's so cliche because so many employers say that, but the owners of our company mean it. Their most common phrase that they say to all of our staff here in Florida is live by the golden rule. Treat others how you want to be treated. And that's the bottom line. If more people could do that, it would make our world a whole lot better. So we try to live by example.
That's important. It's one thing to say it, it's another thing to do it. And
absolutely.
Lead by example. I love that. So how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they had any questions or needed any assistance?
The best bet would be to go to our website. It's www.accesstitlefl.com. You can go to our website and get the phone number for any one of our branches in Southwest Florida. You can see a list of all of our closers and processors and listings by branch.
Perfect. Erin, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, and thank you for being a good neighbor.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Astera. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpastero.com. That's gnpastero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.